100 years ago, in a tiny Mexican village, a beverage was created that would soon captivate and delight a thirsty nation and the world. Have you ever wondered, what is the true story behind this drink? Who really created it? And did the woman that it's named for actually exist? So, sit back, relax, grab a glass, put some salt on the rim, as we explore the many legends and myths behind the most requested drink in America, and the surprising story of who inspired it. A woman named, you guessed it, Margarita. Seems like they're everywhere. Just about every time you see a house with a pickup truck and a couple of guys with tool belts, they're probably building one. What are we talking about? They used to be called granny flats. Now they're called ADUs, or additional dwelling units. What's going on here? Should I do this? What's it cost? And why is everybody doing this now? Maybe Shakespeare had it right. To ADU or not to ADU? That is the question. Or is this much ADU about nothing? Let's find out. Every musician over the last 75 years owes a huge debt of gratitude to Leo Fender. You see, back in the 50s, when rock and roll was just getting started, this Fullerton, California radio repairman single-handedly turned the music industry upside down. With a combination of bad luck and perfect timing, Fender literally designed and built the most revolutionary and groundbreaking electric guitars and electric basses the world had ever seen or heard. Pretty cool for a guy who never took a music lesson and didn't even play guitar or bass. Stick around as we find out how this one-eyed creative genius forever changed the way music is made. December 25th, 2015. 9-year-old Mickey Garcia excitedly called out to his grandmother that he would be home in plenty of time for Christmas dinner. He beamed with pride as he awkwardly rode his shiny new full-size bike down the gravel driveway of their simple but well-kept home in the remote town of Ribera, New Mexico. 4 days later, the visibly distraught local sheriff informed anxious friends and family that he and his deputies had no leads and had found no trace of young Mickey or his bike. For the Garcia family and this close-knit community, it was as if Mickey had vanished into thin air. People come to South Africa for many reasons. Its unspoiled natural beauty, unique wildlife, and to dive with sharks. After spending a few relaxing hours sunbathing on deck, honeymoon couple Madison and Michael are enjoying the warm, tranquil waters from the safety of the boat's underwater observation cage. Suddenly, a massive school of tigers appears. The frenzied sharks aggressively surround the cage, violently crashing into it repeatedly. Boat Captain Junie Lethobo frantically attempts to raise the cage, but it becomes unstable and begins to spin out of control, threatening to snap the single support cable, sending the cage and the now-trapped couple plummeting down into the icy depths and certain death.